This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. I guess my tease about this whole break being for Vinny wasn't very effective because where is he? Is he in the office?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Is he watching my video?
Oh, is he? Are you? Were you watching Izzy's video?
No, it wasn't pulled up yet.
Oh.
Oh.
I wanted to, though.
Yeah, I know. We forgot
Brandon's
until the song started.
I
want to see Hooman and Brins, too.
Yeah, I want to see them all. I want to
send it over, Hooman.
Says he hasn't even seen.
All right, we'll pull that up. We'll all watch it.
Just get them all set up, and we'll, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
we have more breaks coming up. All right, so here we go. This is a bunch of stories that Vinny will like.
Okay.
At least that's what I thought when I put him in the pile this morning. I thought, oh, that's another one for Vinny. Look at that. I'm going to start with a fitness model by the name of Michelle Lewin.
I've never heard of her.
She's Venezuelan.
She's super hot.
Yeah, do you pull her right up? So she went down to the Bahamas, and she was on the beach doing a little photo shoot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So apparently the Bahamas are where those pigs swim with you.
Yeah.
You can swim with the pigs. And
Fire Fest.
Yeah, they shot the Fire Fest promos there, and all the supermodels swimming with the pigs. And these pigs just roam free. In fact, there's a warning on the island that says basically these are not trained pigs. They're not stunt pigs. These are not pigs that will listen to reason. Let's see.
That's what the sign says?
Let me see if I can find the exact. No animal encountered on the tour is trained, caged, or domesticated in any way. Following guide instructions and using caution and care when interacting with animals.
Did that thing bite her on the butt?
Yeah, well, my guess is that butt just looked so. So she's a
like
fitness
a
model, right? So she's in really great shape. She's very muscular.
It does look like an apple.
It does. It looks very inviting. And this pig grabs a hold.
Ah! And that hurt her, too.
And does not like... Oh, she's... That butt is no longer a perfect butt.
Did you see her jump? That hurt her.
Yeah. And it left a mark.
Ah!
I think there's video, too. Did you...
Yeah, we just rolled it. You know, watch it.
That's what we were watching.
Saw that ass.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know there was video.
You know,
no, she jumps out of the way like she's being hurt.
Look at the butt. So,
no, I mean, I see that, but the way she jumped, that doesn't even seem as bad.
I think it was surprising, too. But, yeah, she shrieked. Oh, boy, it gets her.
Like, she runs for it. She's all,
and now
whoa.
The pigs are after her. So yikes. It looks like that won't leave a scar. She'll be all right. I mean, I think the photo shoot's over.
Mm-hmm.
She's a hot piece of...
Ow.
What? I didn't say anything. I just said she's a nice piece of pie. Well, look, she's
nice
in a bikini getting her photo taken. I'm, you know, sorry. Sorry. Mission accomplished, photographers.
Maybe you should get some tonight.
Get some pie? Yeah, I'm going to get some pie. That's a good idea. So anyway.
Not exactly what I meant, but okay.
Well, she should. Of course she should sue the Fire Festival. I mean.
Right. They were the ones who said swimming with pigs was totally great.
Bastards.
So anyway, there is a nice piece of footage of a pig.
Now, she does have a great butt, but I don't like to see people get hurt.
No. Oh, so you didn't like that.
Well,
you
like
to,
it.
But then you get
she
to zero right in. I mean, the
butt,
behind
for
is.
Sure.
It was better a
poor thing,
before.
Though. That, like, seeing her jump, you go, oh, she's hurt.
Yeah. It gets her. Like, it comes up and clamps on, and she jumps away.
What I want you to guess. So she's probably 110 pounds.
If that.
The pig that bit her.
The pig that bit her is
easily,
a 200-pound pig.
Yeah, easily. I was going to say 300, but okay.
I don't know what pigs weigh.
It's huge.
It's an enormous pig.
It was able to reach her butt without jumping up.
Yeah.
It was just...
It puts its head up a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but it is... it's a big, fat pig. That's what it is.
Well, I'm
anyway,
sorry to see that.
Sorry to fitness model Michelle Lewin.
So she's like Venezuelan?
Huh? Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe she dyes her hair. I don't know.
White blonde.
Yeah. That comes in a bottle. You can get that.
No, I understand, but she's not. She's
is
also
a bottle
not.
Blonde?
She's not brown.
No, she's not. She looks like a white chick.
I've seen a bunch of brunette pics.
Oh. Well, she's a lovely girl,
yes,
and
is.
No one should be bitten on the ass by
a
pig.
I agree.
Yeah, that pig is obviously a man-eater and needs to be eaten immediately.
Sheesh.
Let's get him. Right, Hooman?
Get him.
Right, Sarah.
Oh, is he gone?
He's watching something.
So I'm watching myself.
Oh.
Oh, his favorite thing.
How do you look?
I wonder if he has
this
a smile.
Is dumb. I look dumb.
I love me.
I'm closing this.
Happy Valentine's Day, handsome. You
is
are
the
most eligible
into the,
bachelor
into the
of
mirror
all time.
In the morning?
Of course.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it, buddy. Keep it open.
No, it's already closed. I'm so sorry.
No, we're gonna watch that. We gotta all watch it. Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna watch it.
Drama stay, baby.
If
you're wondering what the hell we're talking about, Yuzette, Hooman, and Brynn all did sit down interviews with the guy from this show they're putting together, Drama Stay, which is gonna be some kind of reality show about a yoga studio in that's up in Corte Madera.
Yeah.
Right. Now
Power Yoga.
Power Yoga. So these guys are gonna be on it. Or at least they hope to be. I mean, it's going to...
Are you kidding?
What if only one of you makes it and it's not Hooman?
That's fine.
Hooman is making it.
I don't
you
even,
know that.
Yeah,
I don't
Hooman
even watch
has to make
TV.
It.
Well, he's also
yeah,
the one
do.
Who actually goes to yoga. So it would probably be...
Watch Ozark and...
Right.
Star Trek Discovery.
Star right. Trek Discovery.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why.
And all the, you know, cartoons.
Right.
You love those.
No, I stopped watching those.
Days of Our Lives you're into.
That's Vin.
All right. Next story that Vinny
Thank
will like.
Thank you.
Pornhub.
Okay.
With me so far?
So far, so good. I have used that before.
Mm. Valentine's Day 2019. Pornhub wants to help you get lucky. And what they've done is gathered some of your favorite artists. Not your favorite artists, just like people's favorite artists. Maybe you do. I don't know if you like these people or not. They are putting out a Pornhub album. It's only six tracks, but it features Tekashi 6ix9ine, Black China, Lil Xan, a bunch of people. And I guess so they're combos.
Who's Black China?
Black China is Rob Kardashian's. Were they married?
Oh, right.
Right.
Okay.
So she's always in the news for some, like, she and her some boyfriend, Lil Boo, I think his name is.
Yeah, she switches boyfriends a lot. And she fights
with her
mom.
Oh, my God. She's with Soulja Boy now.
Oh,
they met a week ago, and they're already like, yeah, we're together.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
Look at us go. And in the meantime, while she's in between all of these boys, she went to Pornhub and recorded a song. So I was expecting it to be like a rap song or something. And it's really more of sort of a spoken word. Many of the words will have to be bleeped. But let's is that the one you want to play? Or did you listen through a bunch of these? And is
I
there,
listened
is there
to
a better
all three.
One?
There's 6ix9ine and Lil Xan. Along with Black China, so
well, I liked the Black China one. Took my head clean off.
All
right.
Right. Well,
she, I mean, she wants something. I don't can't.
Well,
even
let's
say
roll it.
It,
and then you can describe.
She wants
or
hours
it.
Of action in this one area.
What you,
using you know
what?
Oh, she does.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what's Yuzette's good at?
Yeah, what Johnny that?
She wants that for like hours
for herself.
And she, yeah, on her.
To her.
Yeah. Get in there.
For hours.
Yeah, for hours. Do you have it?
That was the part right there, if you missed it.
Can you write it down?
Because
I don't
my...
know.
She uses improper English. She says the word eight instead of eaten.
Oh, she does say that.
I did think to myself, even as I was hearing it, I'm like, oh, that's not the prop. That's not proper English.
I'm not sure if
she used that exact...
I know
word.
The exact
it,
word.
It might have been.
It was this. I'm going to mouth it to you.
I got it. He wrote it down for me. That is normal.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh.
A lot
for
of
hours.
People like that. Well, not for hours.
For hours. I want you to get in there and never leave. Go on.
But a lot of people like that.
Is there any more?
All right. It goes on for a while. She says she wants champagne there, blah, blah, blah.
But she's saying all this like supposedly hot stuff in the least hot way you can possibly say it. So there's one of the six songs.
Well, I appreciate the story. I probably won't listen to any of that music, though.
Oh,
I'm
but,
not going
but
to.
But Vinny, Brynn told me that there's a whole new genre of porn. And this is what it is.
Kind
it's
of, yeah.
People, they'll take either the audio from a porn, like the, you know, ooing and eyeing or
whatever.
So they
call them PMVs is one of them, right? PMV meaning porn music video.
I've never heard of that.
It's all over the front
and
page.
And there's another one called the JOI.
Like J-O-I. Instructions. J-O instructions.
J-O instructions, where a woman walks you through where you should be at in your 1 o'clock appointment. Yeah. How far in you should be. Why don't you try this?
Why don't you do that?
Oh, that looks like that.
Oh,
that's
so
good.
She's giving you instructions.
That's right.
As over, uh-huh. like, you know, supposedly sexy music and in a sexy voice.
I never watched that.
Why don't
you
we
seen
go
this
ahead
stuff?
Oh, yeah, he's into it. Vinny will definitely know about this.
I thought you would because it's all over the front page. I'm not into it. I don't like the PMVs, especially because the porn music videos, they have music overlaying everything. And I want to hear the sounds.
You're saying they don't play the sounds. I thought you were saying it was just music with the sounds of a porno.
Sometimes they have a sound underneath the bed, but then the problem is it's just kind of masked. Mm. You can't really hear.
You want to hear the sounds.
You want to hear the bed or, you know, the pounding. I'll stop there.
Okay. Were there any others that were worth playing?
I mean, maybe Lil Xan.
Yeah, let's hear Lil Xan. By the way, is like 12. He's the guy with tattooed tears coming out of his eyes. Who I think he was barfing red hot Doritos.
Cheetos, I think.
Yeah.
Here's Lil Xan. It's called Shake It.
Are they showing someone shaking it?
This is just audio. This is all just audio. So there's going to probably be a video with this audio there. Probably with a girl shaking it, I'm sure.
Well, that would make the most sense. Mm-hmm. She's just laying there. It really doesn't. Shake it, whoa, shake it, whoa.
Right.
That's a good song. Any of the other ones make the cut?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I like the Black China one, though, man. When she said all that, we were in the office. I'm like, oh, my God, I don't believe I just heard that. That's butchering the English language is what that is.
Well, the rappers... Mm-hmm. Have to get creative to make things rhyme, Sarah.
That's true, Vinny. Something went down here. I'm going to tell you this story as written, more or less. Rich the Kid is a rapper. Do we have some Rich the Kid we can listen to? He's at the Westlake Studios, which is a pretty famous place to record stuff down in L.A.
Okay.
So it's in WeHo. So his whole entourage is there, and somebody attacked them and took all their stuff. They're saying the haul was thousands of dollars worth of jewels. Mm-hmm. You know, they all have.
Sure.
And by the way, like, I don't know, an hour before, let's see, four hours before, Rich the Kid posted a picture of himself standing in front of his Lambo with a huge, just like three humongous banded wads of cash. And he actually said, for motivational purposes only. And some robber went, I'm totally motivated. That worked. And went and found him and took the money and took all the jewels. So, you know, super brainy ass. By the way, this is not the first time. He was at home with his girlfriend and somebody broke in and took all their jewels.
Right.
I mean, it's not the first time he's been the victim of a crime just because someone's like, oh, I want that. Oh, that thing you just showed on Instagram? I want that. So, the big story here.
So dumb. You know, that tough guy thing is, there's always someone out there who's like, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll walk right up and take that from you, and you'll say, I'm sorry.
Yep. So, there they are at the studio.
Sorry, I don't have more for you, Robert.
They're at a studio.
There's just always someone out there who's meaner and nastier and cares less than you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Has less to lose.
Uh-huh.
That's the new SUV Lambo, isn't it?
Oh, let me see. I don't know about SUV
Lambo. There's
Lambos.
An SUV Lambo.
Super nice.
It's a matte finish, though. It's not shiny. It's pretty nice paint job.
Oh, look at that Venom t-shirt. Nice.
Look at those stacks, though. Damn.
You gotta love the...
It looks like... It looks
shout
like
out to superheroes.
Three big Macs in his hand. Those giant stacks of cash.
All right, whatever. So he was asking for it.
He's at this West Hollywood studio, which I assume has security. Multiple shots were fired, as many as 10.
He's holding how many thousands of dollars?
That's got to be, what do you think that is, $30,000?
Probably.
Think stacks
he's
of,
asking
stacks
for
of
it.
10 grand. So this guy comes in, robs him, pistol whips one of the dudes, because he had security and an entourage there. And then as the dude is leaving, he's firing backwards over his shoulder, like, don't chase me kind of thing. So there's video of that, actually, that TMZ has.
Wow.
Although, actually, that might be a cop. You know how they put when they print out these stories, there's a big blurb in front, but that looks like the front of a cop car.
There's
a big space in the middle. So, Usher was also at the studio.
The same place?
Yes.
Oh.
At the same time. At the same damn time.
What did he do?
Nothing. They got him out of there safely. Don't worry. But that's really the big story, is that there was an actual famous person there and not some idiot who was flashing his wads of cash.
I thought there was a herpes joke in there somewhere.
No.
Oh,
I forgot about that. The robber didn't want what he had. The Chainsmokers have announced a world tour. World War Joy. North American Arena Tour dates. Every place is booked except our date here.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Human. You're going to have to wait. It's a TBD.
It's okay. I've
but
seen them.
November 20th. Yeah, I know.
Pass.
I'll go see Muse instead. In San Francisco, November 29th. But I don't
know. I think it's just weird.
Venue.
They don't have a venue here.
Right.
Well,
they're doing pretty big places. In Ohio, the U.S. Bank Arena. These are all arenas. Little C. What?
Oh, my God.
What is
it?
Is everything okay?
Did you see the concert announcement that came down yesterday?
No, for who?
The girls from Heart put it back together. And not only is it the girls from Heart, it's like four other...
Original Heart members?
Original, the two sisters put it back together.
Yeah, I think we saw that yesterday.
They dropped the family argument.
Money solves everything.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
When's our date?
How huge is that?
It's great. Although.
You know what? This is going to sound weird. I love Sheryl Crow. Love her.
I
love her too.
She's great.
That's not weird. And you love Joan Jett. You can leave when Heart comes on. But I want them to do all the old Heart. You know what the problem is? They're going to do all these albums I've never even heard.
Sheryl Crow does a song on the Cars soundtrack. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It looks like they have a date locally.
It's like the opening.
Real Gone, it's called. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah.
September 6th.
That's a great soundtrack.
Yeah, that is on a Friday, Sarah, in Concord.
September 6th?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you don't know, Sarah's in Cars.
Yeah, I am in Cars. So is Human and actually like the whole old show.
Right. No Name is in there too.
Yep.
It's such a cool
dude,
thing.
Dude, it's awesome.
I've seen that movie at least 100 times. I've listened to the soundtrack. I was listening to the soundtrack just last weekend.
I have a scene with Paul Newman.
My kid and me are in the car listening to the... Start it over. Rewind that.
Aww.
Play that again. We love it.
Life is a highway.
That's good, too.
That's a good one, yeah.
The John Mayer version of Route 66, also excellent.
No, I don't even know what's on it.
But that first
that
song, Real
so
Gone...
Long. Yeah.
Well, I have, and I'm a big fan. You should be proud of yourself.
I am. I wish that we could all be in another Pixar movie. Hi, Pixar.
Hi,
We're
Pixar.
Sorry about Human. Sorry about Human.
We can
would
leave
all...
him out of this one.
Yep, you can leave him out. We have no problem making him stay home.
Yeah.
Oh, you know which one I like too? The Gray Clouds. It's a country song, and it's really good.
How can it be? It's a country song.
No, it's really good. It's Brad Paisley. It's excellent. He's great.
Do you see it there?
No, I'm looking.
Ariana, in the meantime, while
it
you
doesn't matter.
That,
I just want.
Play more.
I just love the movie Cars. That's
my,
all.
My son is.
The end.
He was saying something about. I guess he told one of his friends that I was in Cars, and I'm so not cool. Like, you know, my kid does not think I'm cool, but I was telling someone about it, yeah. And they flipped out.
Well,
like, oh,
they should
God.
Flip out. It's
and
super
he came
cool.
home. He was like, "Wow!" Like he goes, "Your radio show? No, it doesn't move the needle." but you
cars.
Were in Cars,
yeah, that's
and all my friends flipped out. Oh.
Behind the Clouds, right?
Yeah, this song's incredible.
Are there three of these now? I didn't think
there
I ever saw
three.
The third one.
Yep. Mm. The third one has a girl star.
The third one?
Cruz. The car is named Cruz, and Cruz is the star.
Oh.
I don't want to say too much.
Lightning McQueen?
It's Lightning sort of passing the baton.
I see. Another Cars
to
story.
A young upstart.
Right. Oh. Like the Paul Newman character did in the first
kind of like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Really quickly, congratulations, Ariana Grande. She has jumped Taylor Swift and Katy Perry to become the most subscribed female artist on YouTube. So good for her. She now has more than 32.5 million subscribers. Swift has 32.28, and Perry has 32.24. So good for her. Congratulations. Oh, and just quickly, because you love, this is the final thing in the stories that Vinny will love. Pete Davidson had a tattoo on his neck that they got together, I guess. It's something in French. Mille tendresse. I have no idea how to say it. M-I-L-L-E.
What is that?
It means 1,000 tendernesses.
Oh, I'm going to get that.
Well, he got it changed to bubble letters that spell cursed. But I thought that what you'd really like is the rest of his tattoos. He's got the how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll, Tootsie Pop, you know, that owl. A one, a two, a three.
He's got a sneaker smoking a doobie.
Yeah, he's got all kinds of just weird.
Oh, cursed, way up there.
Yeah, see it up on his neck? That's where he
Why wouldn't
it.
You leave Mil too strong?
I can't imagine why not.
That's
I
what
guess
I'm
because
getting.
It reminded him of her. Cursed.
It's on the back of his neck.
Yeah. How's he doesn't even have to look at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you won't see that.
Yeah, you forget it's there. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, I got a criminal in the news. Where's the line on PDA? You tell me. And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What are you smiling about over there?
I like you.
Oh, what? I like you too. We just watched Yuzette's Drama Stay audition video. You look amazing.
It was funny.
It was cute. We could barely hear it, unfortunately.
I know.
Like, we had everything cranked up. Well, we could barely hear it. You were funny. You had a couple good lines in there. And
Bryn's computers and his speakers are a little bit better than mine.
All right.
Although those are janky, too.
So it's not for air, huh? We can't air
no.
any of that? That's too bad.
Is that because they're going to cast you and they want that possibly for the show?
I don't know.
The audition tape.
Definitely cut up. I mean, he got the lot of it, but it's cut up. I don't know, Vinny. I don't have an answer. He just said not for air.
You're ready to go. If they say we want you on this show, you're ready.
Yeah, well, I think I have to talk to our bosses first.
Well, they're going
to
be like, wear your Alice
shirt. We would love that. Right?
Put your Alice
shirt
on.
Get Alice tattooed on your cheek.
Right. I mean, I told you guys, I don't know why our promotions department hasn't already made Alice yoga mats.
Right. Oh, my God.
I might have to do that.
Look at
I talked to my girlfriend from
Shutterfly
when you first came up with the idea how many weeks ago, and she laughed, but they could do that.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah.
I mean, all over the Bay Area, people could be unrolling their Alice mats.
Yeah.
Alice towels. Alice yoga pants.
Well.
Why not?
All right.
That's expensive.
Put
Alice on
there.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know.
Get some cheap ones. Start that?
Oh, really?
Sarah?
I told you, I can't make clothes. Really make square
you get
things.
How about the yoga mat?
Oh.
Can't you iron on? How do they do that? Iron on the logo?
I mean, they're made of rubber. Wouldn't it melt? I don't know.
Idea.
It's not my... That's no.
Oh, you have all the suggestions.
I do.
Don't you?
Hey, you should try this. You can try that. Well, I don't have time for that.
All right, let's do this. I think it's high time.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the Subaru True Love Event on now. Uh-huh. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Check them out there in Redwood City. You'll like it.
All right.
This weather, you wish you had a Subi.
No doubt about it.
Hey, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I'm just giving you the heads up. The weather today is awful. I'm watching the rain fall right outside our window here in San Francisco and Bay Area wide. Mm. Expect wind, rain, all the stuff.
I wound up getting John something for Valentine's Day.
Oh,
just
you did?
As an excuse to get it because he was commenting on something he saw on TV.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, that looks so good. I want that. I want it. I was like, I'm going to get him that.
What is it?
Aww. Oh, I'll tell you after I give it to him tomorrow.
Oh.
But I'm so excited. Like, I haven't gotten him anything for Valentine's Day in years. No. 1 month from now, by the way, it's steak and a day.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is, we usually
do that?
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fun, you know. So the guy's answer to Valentine's Day?
Is there an email blast for that that goes out that the ladies
know?
No,
you usually mention it, or Hooman does. Someone does.
Yeah, it usually shows up on one of our prep stuff.
All right, good.
I'll remind you, Vin.
Super. That's an email blast right there. Make sure that one of those gets to Christina.
Right. Thank
Are you doing anything in particular for Valentine's Day?
No,
I know it's your birthday week, too.
We did birthday stuff. There's flowers at the house right now already. Wow. We'll do something small, but we've been busy. As you well know, we've got a lot of stuff going on.
You know, I found that we wound up doing things more when our kids were little because they, you know, every little occasion that's happening, like Mother's Day, Father's Day, like school always makes your kids do something for those. And they always wind up exchanging, like everyone's probably doing Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Or passing those out. Mm-hmm. And if you do, you have to do them for everybody in the class. I remember.
Well, what I have found is, what was last night? Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Every night's hey, you know what we should do?
Well, last night you built a fort.
Building a fort.
Did you put that up yet?
I didn't.
You're going to get a zillion likes. It's so cute. It's so cute, Vinny.
Anyway,
people need to know how to build one.
Tuesday is a busy night at my house, so I don't know about Valentine's Day, maybe.
All the nights are busy when you've got two kids under six.
Right. So anyway, where was I? The storm, Valentine's Day. The dream is dead, everyone.
What's the dream?
Our new governor, who spoke yesterday to California in his state of the state, said, that bullet train you wanted from San Francisco to L.A.? No.
Mm-hmm. That's not happening.
You can't have it.
They're going to finish what they've started, and now people from Fresno can get to Bakersfield.
Mid-state gets to enjoy the fruits of Wyget. You know, and I figure they started there because that would be the easiest path.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's ending there.
Yeah. Mm. Well, for now. But look, you know, he's not wrong. $77 billion is a lot of money. It's, you know, it's like when your dad used to tell you, I'm sorry, we can't afford that.
Yeah, but that's what everybody voted for. Wasn't that voted in?
It was, but I think that it came down to borrowing the money. The problem, as I see it, is that it's never going to get any cheaper than that. The $77 billion sounds like a lot, but it'll be $77 trillion by the time we get around to it.
It would have taken a lot of people off the roadways who are going up and down the state.
Right, and been an alternative to flying.
Yeah.
You know, to hop on and probably cost less. And
that's way greener.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But it's going away, everyone. Oh, well. Bye-bye. Hey, El Chapo's going to be in jail for the rest of his life. They're sending him what's known as, Uzi said it, and I've got it here.
Alcatraz of the Rockies.
Yeah, right. It's the Supermax prison in Florence, Colorado.
Okay.
So that's where that's at. He hasn't been sentenced yet, but they don't expect there's going to be any reason for him to get out any day.
So no hope of parole.
Ever. Well, really?
Yeah, hasn't he killed like thousands of people?
They say.
Don't worry, though. His cartel's still up and running. And so druggies, you'll still get your drugs. Don't worry.
Stop it.
Well, it's true. You can take one guy down. There's another dude who's like, thank God that guy finally left. Now I'm in charge. I'm nicer.
If you've been harassed online, you're not alone. More than half of Americans say they've experienced hate while on the internet.
Sure.
53% say they've been subjected to hateful speech and harassment in 2018. 37% report severe attacks, including sexual harassment and stalking.
Oh, boy. I want to say, you do a pretty good job of shielding me. I hardly ever see any hate texts that we get here.
Oh, good.
It's nice. Thank you.
Once
we see tons of it
through,
here, but we're asking for it.
No,
we talk about all kinds of stuff.
But I don't see it.
Sarah doesn't see it.
I'm very delicate.
Yes, you are. Mm. A little flower.
For a third of Americans, online abuse was in response to their sexual orientation, religion, race, ethnicity, gender identity, or disability, according to the survey. And they're calling it an epidemic that has been going on too long. So I don't know how they plan to stop it. The internet is, that's one thing that is always the funny answer to your online issues. Get offline.
Yeah.
Get off. Stop it.
Unfortunately, we do live so much
but
of our lives there.
But it is not mandatory to your day-to-day life.
You are correct, sir.
It is not.
I agree. Tell that to your 13-year-old, you know? You don't need that. I do. I'll be the only one not on there. Can I have that story?
Well, it's on my iPad.
Oh. Got it.
Why? You got to...
Send me the link later.
Okay.
Ben Brin, you guys rhyme. We were just talking about online stuff like that, you know? Might be a good topic.
This is from USA Today.
All right. Thank you.
Police in Baldwin, Missouri caught a guy last week walking down the street with a bunch of bottles of alcohol in his bag.
Oh.
He matched the description of someone who'd stolen alcohol from several stores in the past.
So I guess it must have been him.
Which stores? The cops didn't have to work too hard to figure that out because it turns out the guy kept a journal.
Oh.
With very detailed records of everything he'd stolen on a day-by-day basis.
That is, you know, if only he would apply himself to a real job.
On days when
Sounds
he didn't
organized.
Steal, he actually wrote off day
oh.
in his journal of theft and crime.
Well, that is very considerate of him.
Cops haven't said what charges he's facing, but they did release a picture of one of his journal pages. It's out there. But there you go. Hmm. Criminals. They're the best.
They're the dumbest.
You know, I have...
But there's a guy who's, like, keeping track, Vinny. Like, if he would just apply himself, like, he could probably hold down a job. He actually knows when he's on, when he's off. He'd show up on time.
I have overwhelming daydream and nighttime dreams of me getting to catch and chase down the dude who broke into my car.
Oh, no. Really?
Like, I have the... They're, like, those...
What
dreams.
Do you do to him when you catch him?
I never stop punching him.
Oh, boy.
I never stop. I tackle him and never stop.
You got to stop. In your dreams, you don't have
I'm
to.
I'm so...
But in real life, you can't. You're going to
so
be in more trouble than he is.
I have pent-up hostility to someone who just walking by...
Screwed your life up.
Broke my window, took my crap, didn't think about it again that day. Just that was
probably
just
hit
one
three
of
more
the,
cars.
Yeah, that's just one of the people's lives that person affected as they walked down the street. And it took me 3 weeks to sort that crap out with multiple trips, driving with a parka on because my window's
whistling
cracked.
In the wind.
Man, criminals. They're the worst.
They really it up for the rest of us.
PDA.
Yeah.
Also known as public displays of affection. You don't do that anymore, I'm sure.
I'll hold hands, you know.
Unable to keep from making out with your husband while
really
in line at the McDonald's.
I don't. I might kiss him in public, you know, just like, okay, I'm going to go do this other thing.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll hold hands. But yeah, I mean, when I see people making out, I'm always like, get a rum.
Get a what?
Get a rum. A rum? A room. Get a room. Sorry, get a room.
Get a rum.
Get a room.
Get a rum.
And some rum.
Get a rum.
Get a room.
Holding hands, most people think, is acceptable. Hugging seems okay.
It's fine.
Kissing without tongues is lower on the list. But still,
you can kiss someone.
Kissing with tongues is when people start to say,
so that's the line. I don't want to see your tongue.
Heavy petting is not allowed.
Yeah.
Only 4% of people say that's okay.
Oh.
For the heavy petting.
I've been at concerts where I swear people are doing it. Oh. I was at a Halloween party one time, and these people were doing it, like right there on the floor.
Oh, yeah, you told us that.
Maybe they weren't, I guess, but they were doing it for a while, right on the dance floor.
I'm horrified.
Who, man?
Yes?
Do you have your video set up and queued up for...
I sure don't.
Yeah, we want to see that. Come on, let us see it.
No, I don't want to.
Drama stay, man.
No.
Come on, be zen about it.
You don't like yourself in it?
That's right.
Aw.
What?
Look, you shouldn't have said anything. I bet we would have been fine with it. I bet you're hilarious.
Who's more handsome than you?
Yeah, name one person.
I don't like the video. I don't like the video. I wrote him back. I go, don't show this to anyone.
What if he already did?
Well, then that's not what he gonna do.
So you're asking him to reshoot it. What don't you like about it? What is it? Is it the outfit? The way you're sitting?
I sound dumb.
You like sound dumb.
There's no way you could sound dumb.
There's no way you could sound dumb.
I know I sound phenomenal on the airwaves, Sarah, but on that video, it's not good. What's so funny? Don't laugh. Stop laughing.
All right, Bryn, get
yours
queued up.
You're being funny.
You are. You're being hilarious.
Now
that's
that
what you do.
At that, you're not going to see the video.
Oh, really?
Stop it. Just let us see it. Let us be the judge. You're always going to be your own worst critic. It's hard to look at stuff that you're in.
I 100% don't want to show it to you.
Just show it to me.
No.
You know I'll be honest with you.
Don't sigh into the mic like that. I don't like it when you do that.
Put your shields up, man. Did you? I don't know if you're protected or not.
Are you done trying? Is that not going to happen?
I guess. I'm sorry I couldn't make it happen.
At any point, aren't you allowed to just tell him what he's going to do?
No.
That's not?
Please.
No.
Have you met him?
Well, you're his boss.
I'm not his boss. I'm not anybody's boss.
What are you talking about?
I'm the boss of me, and that's it. And even that, like, I get told what to do.
All right, I'll do it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. The chain smokers will most likely play the Chase Center, which is not open yet.
Oh, right. When is it open? Is it done or what?
It's going to be ready for the next season.
So that is when?
October of next
year. Okay, so the chain smokers. What was the date?
October 29th. October of this.
November 29th of this year.
Oh, so maybe it is then.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they couldn't decide if it was AT&T Park or Oracle Park.
I thought they'd wait and see how their tour
November
goes.
Would be a bad time to do an outdoor venue anyway. So.
Yeah.
Chase Center it is then. Maybe.
Spy 10 says Brad Paisley and Keith Urban have a song, Start a Band. Sarah and Vinny would love it. I don't know, but I do love Brad Paisley's song, and I love his commercials with Peyton Manning too.
Oh, right, where they do the jingle thing.
They're very cute.
Those
two are one of the cutest couples of 2018. Mm-hmm. They're so good together.
Yeah, they really like.
We're not a band. We are a band. He's such a dumb hillbilly. He's perfect
it's great.
In those ads.
So good.
I'm talking about Peyton Manning, not Brad Paisley.
Yeah. We're not a band.
He goes, what key are you playing that in? G. Play that in an A. That's too high. Not for me. they're just so dumb together.
Adorable.
It's great. Yep. Where was I? Oh, yeah. I'm just reading text. Actually, we can
finish those up on the other side.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.